Tom Trabucco is the director of external affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, and he's got some numbers on how that retirement preparation is starting to show up in the thrift savings plan. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Hello, Francis. Good to be with you.
What are people doing as they start to ramp up? I saw this article in the Fed Times headline, Feds Plan Their Exits. So, but I don't want to call it a retirement wave or tsunami or anything, but it does seem more people are thinking about it. What are you folks seeing?
And I think people are wise to think about it. You know, it's been lurking back there all year long with potential changes. And I did see that piece in Federal Times. They did contact us from Federal Times and asked for our numbers on withdrawals and made a reference to that in their story. And indeed, in comparing withdrawals for the first 7 months of 2011 with withdrawals from the first 7 months of 2010, there is an increase. The Time story, and I'm not sure quite how they got this, they noted a 13% increase. I think that's in the number of payments. I generally look at the dollars, and mm-hmm. I see that they're, of our four basic withdrawal payments that go to people who are separated from service, it increased from $3.6 billion in the first 7 months of 2010 to about $4.2 billion in the first 7 months of 2011. So it does look as though people are withdrawing more. Now, I will say there are more people in the TSP. There has been growth in the accounts. And of course, we're a maturing program, having been around for just 25 years now, where that would normally be about the time that some of the people who are retiring would be retiring after building up the account balance. But nevertheless, there is a concern out there. And I think Steve does a good job. Steve Losi is the author of the article, in pointing out that although there is fear out there, it's important to get the facts and to make your retirement decision based on facts and not on fear.
The thing that I thought as I looked over these numbers and as you talk about them is there's a possibility that there might be something between the lines, which is something that you and I always talk about when we talk about the life cycle funds, and that's when you're thinking and planning, you want to be thinking and planning about when you're anticipating taking the money out and not necessarily retiring, because they don't, very rarely for most people, are they the same thing.
You're exactly right there. And we have found that by the number of people who have left federal service, many of them retired, but still have not withdrawn their TSP account balances. So these, you know, they may be people who complete a federal career and then decide maybe I'm going to work a little bit longer but someplace else, or maybe they don't need their savings yet. Maybe their annuity is sufficient to take care of them, at least initially, until they fully retire.
The life cycle funds, you're getting more and more and more money going into those all the time, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. And I think that in these times of markets being as volatile as they are, even more people are looking at them, because it does, although it limits your upside growth to some extent if you're not 100% in stocks, it also puts a brake on that downside loss when there's an abrupt retreat in the markets.
Are you getting a sense from the people that you are starting to ask your questions, like maybe to the call center or the emails that you get, that kind of thing, what kinds of things they're asking about, or what kinds of things may be on their minds?
You know, it's tough to quantify, I must tell you, Francis. We have approximately 10,000 calls coming in each day to our call centers. Mostly they're people who are dealing with mechanical issues on taking out a loan, on deciding what the best withdrawal type is for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really kind of individualized treatment of individual issues. It's tough to get an overall view on any message that that might be there.
When we get together next week, I'd like to talk to you about disbursements, the different kinds of disbursements, and what you're seeing there, because I read something over the weekend about the amount of people that are taking loans and that kind of thing. We talked about that a little bit ago, and I'm curious to see if you're noticing any kind of a difference in that trend with the economy kind of staying the way it is. And I would imagine more of it is coming from people's worldviews than actually their financial situations, but I'd be curious to see if we can chat about that a little bit next time.
Sure, happy to, and maybe we can tie it down to some of the numbers. I'll have updated numbers by the time we talk next week.